One thing I think to keep in mind is an executive order, I think I even heard some places describing it almost as a memo to his federal agencies to come up with regulations around expanding association health plans and short-term insurance plans, that it now has to go through a kind of lengthy process of those agencies coming up with new rules and regulations and the federal rulemaking process. So it's nothing that's really immediate. I think even the administration officials themselves said they don't expect to see anything from the federal agencies until after the first of the year.
Okay. But what exactly does it mean to expand association and short-term health insurance plans?
Okay. So I'll start with the short-term plans first. One of the things that executive order proposes to do with short-term plans is expand the time that people can be enrolled from 3 months up to a year, and they can be renewed as well, or at least that's the proposal. The concern there is that it's going to create something of, let's say, a parallel market to the ACA plans, and those short-term plans would not have the same consumer protections that the ACA plans have. They would be plans that could exclude people for pre-existing conditions. They could have different benefit caps or dollar limit caps on how much you could get in services. They may not cover certain things. They would really truly be something that would look good for people who are healthy and offer low premiums, but for people that weren't healthy and or that did get sick or get some kind of condition, they would be left to get their insurance through the individual market, the ACA plans, which would only drive the premiums of those plans even higher because you're left with essentially the sicker and higher risk people on there. In terms of the association plans, those are plans where a group of, let's say, businesses could come together and try to form a group where they could have health insurance. And right now those are under the here in Colorado, at least, and in many states, governed under the small group market regulations. The proposal in his executive order would be to expand their availability, to remove some regulation, and on surface, at least for now, it appears it would take them out of the realm of state regulation, and they would exist in almost a kind of limbo where they wouldn't have much regulation. I know in talking with the insurance commissioner, Commissioner Salazar, she was concerned about, you know, what would the regulation be? Who would be looking at the solvency of these companies? Is it the benefits these types of plans offered, and, you know, where people could go and complain if they don't get the benefits that they expect to get out of such plans?
It doesn't sound like this actually makes insurance premiums cheaper. I mean, maybe the premiums would be less expensive, but it sounds like the plans wouldn't cover as much, and medical costs out of pocket could be expensive.
That's it exactly. That's always sort of the trade-off when you're talking about premiums, especially these sort of plans with really low premiums. On the surface, they sound appealing. Hey, wouldn't everybody love to have lower insurance premiums? But the reason they're lower is, you know, you're not getting as much from those plans, and you're going to end up with things not covered. You're going to end up with, you know, low benefit limits, with more out-of-pocket that you have to spend when you go to the doctor in the hospital. I think I was looking at some things, and this was from an article about, you know, about this executive order, and it was another state, said that, you know, these short-term plans have extremely high deductible amounts, and that's only been under the current rules of being allowed for only 3 months, but significantly high deductible amounts. And so I think that's the concern, is that, yeah, they will have lower premiums for those who can get in, but in the end, they could end up paying significantly more through their out-of-pocket expenses.
What do you mean by significantly higher deductibles?
The article I saw, it was a state in the South. I want to say it was Georgia. I think it was Georgia, where they were talking about, again, for these three-month plans, some deductibles of, say, $10,000 or $12,000. And again, just for the current rule of 3 months. So whereas, you know, a lot of the ACA plans, there's been a lot of talk about them having high deductibles, but for the year, they've, you know, kind of the upper reaches might be $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 for a lot of plans, and that's the upper end.
For this particular executive order, how will that impact Colorado and for 2018?
This shouldn't impact anything for 2018. Like I said, even the administration officials don't expect the federal rulemaking to really get underway until after the first of the year. In terms of how it will impact Colorado, that's also a wait and see. We'll have to see what these rules are that they expect to issue. Our immediate concern is it looks like the way the executive order was worded and the way it was suggested that those federal agencies go about are things that are going to weaken the individual market, lengthening the time and the availability and use of those short-term plans. So you'd have this plan for the healthy running kind of in tandem, weakening the ACA plan market, and then the association plans weakening the small group market.